What's up, y'all? Season finale time. Welcome. Talking Arrow season 6. That's what we're going to be talking about. Life Sentence aired May 17th. What an exciting episode. But no, I'll get to it later. And alongside of me, across way over there in Australia land, Miss Anna B. She goes by Traveler15 on Twitter. She has done her little part in this reaction recap review. And then, of course, I'll tag at the end of it. So I'm dying to see what she's going to... I never read her emails because she like... when she sends me her recaps, her little audio, she always writes a little bit of her feelings in the email. I don't read them. I don't read them, Anna, until I hear it first. Then I read your emails afterwards when I'm... That's when I know some of y'all out there don't care, but I just want to put that out. All right, Anna B., here we go.
Well, here we are.
Yes.
The season finale of season 6 called Life Sentence, for which we will learn why it's called this by the end of the episode. It's the final showdown with Diaz, or is it? And it was certainly an action-packed episode, and there were some tears. It certainly began action-packed for the Arrow team and the FBI, who struck a deal with Oliver, which we will learn later, and they take over the Star City Police Department and round up all Diaz's and all the corrupt police officers. But unfortunately, Diaz is not there. Diaz isn't pleased, and he knows Anatoly dobbed him in. And so he sets Anatoly up when Anatoly goes to give Oliver and the FBI a new location for him. Anatoly knows that he needs to escape from Diaz, so he gives himself up. Unfortunately, when everyone goes in to the new location of Diaz, it's a trap, and we nearly lose Renee and Watson and another FBI agent, but they luckily escape. Diaz has got Black Siren locked up and threatens Lance that he will kill her if he doesn't get the FBI out of his city. We find out that Diaz has got a backup plan with the Longbow Hunters, which apparently the League of Assassins are afraid of. So Lance wants to protect Laurel, so he makes arrangements to see her, and in doing so, Diaz takes him as hostage, but Felicity is able to track Lance's pacemaker, and they know his new location. Diaz is becoming a very desperate and unstable person when he threatens Lance that he'll kill Laurel, Black Siren, and when he goes to shoot her, Lance takes a bullet for her. We've got the team that moves in, and they're able to take down all of Diaz's men. Great fighting, as usual, and the stunts. And we then have the showdown between Diaz and Oliver. He really takes him down, but before anything else can happen, we've got Black Siren who intervenes with a sonic scream, throwing him off the roof into the river. So, of course, Diaz is able to escape the city. So we know what that'll lead to, don't we? So we've got Lance in hospital. He's prepping for surgery, and I thought it was really a touching farewell between him and Oliver. And really, you could tell in the scene that they weren't actually saying goodbye to each other as their characters. They were saying goodbye to each other like in real life, and the tears were flowing. The both of them have come a long way with their differences, and they're like father and son now. And we had a surprise visit with Sarah coming to see her father, but it was too late. Lance didn't survive his surgery, and he died. And so they've written him out of the show, and he won't be back for season 7. And we've lost a great team member there. I enjoyed Lance. We basically had Oliver saying goodbye to every team member in this episode, except for Curtis and Felicity. Oliver, as usual, didn't tell Felicity his plans,
the
deal he made with the FBI, which he should have. So I don't know if that's going to have repercussions in season 7 for him and her. We'll have to see. But we learned that the deal he made was that he would give himself up as the Green Arrow and go to prison for life. So we see him with a press conference saying he's the Green Arrow. Now, so where's that going to leave us now for season 7? Will Oliver survive prison with all the prisoners that he's put behind bars?
Of course.
Dias is still at large and no doubt will be a problem and still continuing as the monster he is in season 7. But he's now working with a new group, the Longbow Hunters, who I don't know who they are, but I'm going to try and find out who they are so I will be prepared for next season. And I'm sure we're going to see Oliver out of prison in season 7 at some point. So there we have it for another year. And Arrow will be back for season 7 in the fall. And we've got 6 months to wait for it. And it's going to be on a new night now, I believe. It's going to be on a Monday night.
Whoa.
So from me and Mike, we'll be back hopefully again in the fall. And everyone enjoy the hiatus break.
Thanks a lot, Miss NLB. Traveler 15 on Twittery people. Yeah, this episode was pretty freaking awesome. The beginning was dope. Quentin taking that bullet for evil Laurel. And, you know, right before surgery, I have to admit that was a dope part between Oliver and Quentin. Just kind of, yeah, that was a good father-son moment, you know, because Quentin was, he was a good character, a good dad, and he definitely looked out for, you know, for his family. And if they weren't even his direct family, they were family. He looked out for everybody. So it sucks to see him go. Seeing Sarah was a surprise for me. I didn't think she would come. I just didn't think that she would be popping in, and she did. And then so I think her and Laurel hopefully will kind of – and then to find out this whole process that, you know, Quentin's passed away. Oh, right when Oliver's getting taken away. Man, that sucked balls. But, yeah, going back to Oliver, you know, I think he was definitely you know, making amends and apologizing and fixing everything with all the team except Curtis. He didn't tell Curtis because Curtis is just Oliver agrees with me. He just stayed in the computer room. I don't know. Two ways of looking at it. One, you just forgot Curtis and who gives a crap. Or something's up with Curtis and him for season 7. I don't know. But it was weird that I was like, okay, he said it down and hasn't said it. Even with Felicity, he does tell her some stuff. He didn't tell her what the game plan was, but he does talk to her and explain everything to her. He didn't give a jack to Curtis. So that's why I'm thinking either he don't care about Curtis or something's going to happen in season 7 where Curtis is going to be involved somehow. I don't know, but we'll see. Maybe he'll redeem himself for me because he just... the whole fight part, before we even get there, the whole fight, I forgot about the fight. The fight, the rooftop fight was badass between Dias and Oliver. I was not a happy camper when evil Laurel used her little sonic bird cry and shot him off the roof. Like, I totally agree with Oliver. Like, he won't stay dead. And I was pissed. I was like, and I'm not going to lie. I don't know how y'all feel out there, but there was a part of me out there, over here, that was like, did she do that shit on purpose? Like, does she still like him? Because, you know, she didn't kill him. She hesitated. Even though it's an abusive relationship, I think she still kind of liked him in a weird kind of way. I don't know. But it was just, like, she knew. Like, she tried taking him down before, and you shoot him off a roof into some water? Like, he didn't even hit the ground or a car. Like, he went into the water. Like, what did you expect? That's why there's a part of me that feels that, was she maybe not in on it, but just couldn't deliver the blow. I don't know. But yeah. Let's see what else. And then Oliver telling of the whole city, these Green Arrow, which was great. And then he goes into prison. Technically, he's supposed to be spending a life sentence in prison. Everybody in there is like screaming at him because they know who he is. So that's going to be interesting. I'm wondering how the season 7 is going to be. Is it going to be all of Oliver in prison while the team, you know, is doing their thing out there? Or is he going to get out? I have no idea. But listening to Anna, we got like 6 or 7 months to the fall to listen to wait. So I guess we'll see what happens. But overall, this season was great. I really, really enjoyed it. And, you know, Diaz, Anna said it a couple of podcasts ago. She felt that Diaz is probably the most violent and craziest and evil of all. I would say so. And he's and I said it before, he is definitely my favorite villain of this entire season. And Dragon episode, I know I keep talking about it. Everybody's like, oh God, shut up already. The episode was badass. It was awesome. So, it's good. I'm glad that Diaz is alive and I'm glad that he will be, cause he looked pissed. And then these three bow hunters, whatever these guys, these are assassins. And even the League of Shadows is scared of these three people, just three dudes or girl. I don't know. I don't know anything about it. I don't want to go online and look. But Diaz now teamed up with them. Oh, damn. Season 7 is going to be insane. So thanks for tuning in. All the likes and the reshares, all the Arrow fans out there. Thanks for, you know, even if you listen to part of the podcast or whatever, we're just fans. And, we just like to express our feels for Arrow. So that's it for Talking Arrow. We'll come back next season for season 7. If you want to check out more of our stuff, you can go to iTunes, search Talking Arrow and subscribe that way. Audioboom.com, you can subscribe that way. Talking Arrow is what the show is called on there. So you just got to do a little search and you'll find it. My blog is iWatchMike.com on the top. You can hit the podcast tab and that'll show you all of Arrow stuff, plus other ones that I do with my friends and stuff. And then all my Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, all that good stuff is on there. And let's see, Traveler15 is Anna's Twitter handle, and I think that's it. So once again, thanks for tuning in, and thank you for everything. We'll be back. Feel free to leave comments. I'll see you on the internet. Bye-bye.